USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The hostage situation at the Colleyville Synagogue is over. Governor Greg Abbott tweeted about 9:30 p.m. that all hostages are safe after a loud bang and gunfire were heard. Colleyville Police Chief Michael Miller.
Sometime around 9 p.m. today, this evening, the HRT, the hostage rescue team, breached the synagogue. They rescued the three hostages, and the subject is deceased.
FBI Special Agent Matt DeSarno.
I do not have any information right now that indicates that this is part of any kind of ongoing threat. We obviously are investigating. We'll continue to investigate the hostage taker. We'll continue to investigate his contacts. Our investigation will have global reach. We have been in contact already with multiple FBI LEGATs to include Tel Aviv and London.
This is USA Radio News.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-763-1954. 800-763-1954. 800-763-1954. That's 800-763-1954.